Hello and welcome to Take Off the Podcast, stories by students and classics. This is episode 66, featuring a conversation with an Erasmus student from the Czech Republic, Hanna Humpolíková. Enjoy. So, Hanna Humpolíková?
Yes, Humpolíková. Yes.
Right, I saw that, of course, early on in February. You signed up for that course.
Yes.
And you're taking many courses here as an Erasmus student.
Yes, yes, I am.
What are they?
Many? Right, yes. I think in comparison to other students, I'm taking more courses than the others.
Are there any from the Czech Republic?
Yes, yes, but they study medicine and one of them studies art.
Some from the same university?
No. I'm the only one from my university.
And where, which is which university you come from?
I come from the University of Ostrava.
Ostrava.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Haven't been there, been to Brno and Prague, of course.
Yeah, actually, Ostrava is the third largest city.
Yes. And Paige, you know about the size of this in Hungary? Like in relation to the others?
Well, I think
Paige the third.
I think similar to Ostrava.
Yeah, is it?
Yes.
The size.
Yes. Paige is more historical.
Is it?
Yes.
Ostrava is more modern.
It's more, yes, modern industrial.
And which region is it in? Is it Bohemia or?
It's Moravia.
Moravia.
Yes.
Okay. So you came to study in Paige as an Erasmus student and you're here for one semester?
Yes.
Only one?
Yes.
Why not two? It's enough?
Well, I decided for the summer semester.
Mm-hmm.
And then I found out that it's not possible to continue.
No.
It would be possible if I started in October, so it would be possible to continue.
Not in September.
It's September. Yeah. Yes, okay. In autumn semester, it would be possible.
Yeah.
But when you start in spring semester, it's not because there is the summer break and.
Okay, so you have many courses here, like applied linguistics. There are other types like literature.
Literature. No. Not really.
Mm-hmm.
I'm taking, for example, English syntax, English word formation.
Do you have an interest in linguistics more? Or?
Yes, but in our university the structure is slightly different because in the first 3 years in BA studies we study literature and linguistics at the same time. But I heard that here it's different. That the students divide.
Well, they can choose it from the second year, kind of specialization. Yeah. Of course, they study literature as well, for example, if they choose applied linguistics.
Yeah.
There's more focus on that one orientation or specialization. You say the first 3 years of a BA, how long is the BA there?
Pardon?
You said the first 3 years of the BA.
Yes.
How long is your BA?
3 years.
Okay.
3 years.
Okay.
So,
okay.
Students of BA studies study both literature and linguistics at the same time.
Yeah. And there's no such specialization during the 3 years.
No.
Mm-hmm.
And then when they want to continue, they also study both, but our university focuses more on linguistics.
Okay.
So they have literature, but not so much. So.
Okay. So it's okay. And are there Erasmus students in your place in Erasmus? In
Ostrava.
Ostrava.
Yes.
From Hungary too.
Last semester, there was a girl from Hungary, from Pécs.
From Pécs.
Yes, right. I know her personally.
So before you came, you actually met her?
Yes,
and
yes.
She was one of the reasons, maybe?
Oh, not really.
Not really. I mean, no. It wasn't that she... I mean, yeah, but she did speak, but you did ask her
about
Pécs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Great.
But I also found information on the internet. Sure. I like the university.
Mm-hmm.
I read the... CVs of teachers.
Really?
Yes.
Whose CVs have you read? Or did you read?
Well, I think most of them. I can't remember because it was last year when I had to choose.
Do you have that in Ostrava? That teacher, you can read the interests and CVs detailed?
Some teachers have posted up on the website, especially professors who are proud of their long list of publications. Yes. Yeah.
So you're taking my course in applied linguistics and you will be presenting or you will be co-facilitating?
Yes.
A session, maybe, I'm not sure whether this could be interesting for students, but I just wonder, of course you've come to many classes already and you've been attending other classes. Mm-hmm. Is there like a difference in terms of, you said that the structure there and here, similar, what about attitude or kinds of, you have seminars and lectures also there?
Yes. Do you mean the attitude between students and teachers?
Yeah, the feel, the university feel, is it like, is there like some difference that you noticed or do you see more similarities?
I think...
That you can tell to the public, of course. I'm not going to go into a specific detailed...
I would say the atmosphere is very similar.
Mm-hmm.
But as for students, I'm taking many courses with students who specialize in linguistics.
Mm-hmm.
So I can see that their knowledge is very good, better than mine, because they specialize in linguistics. But I noticed that...
Okay. Because, of course, for you, there's no such opportunity.
Yes. But I've noticed that they're very good at theory, but not so good at practice. Mm-hmm. So... Especially
so applying something that they learn is harder than just the theoretical.
Yes, part. They know a lot. Mm-hmm. They know a lot of theoretical things.
You've been listening to episode 66 of Take Off the Podcast, featuring a conversation with Hanna Humpolíková from the Czech Republic. And the music you heard is the song called Space Traveler from the band Green Sun, available free from last.fm. And until next time, take care.